Coming up tomorrow on The Morning Show, we'll talk to some FFA students right here in the studios.
Choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 413 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. The bombing began after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the strikes after Hamas refused Israeli demands to change the terms of the ceasefire, retired General Doug Lute.
It is a vivid reminder of just how delicate these ceasefires are, and not only the ceasefire here, but the ceasefire that might be in the works, for example, in Ukraine.
Ukraine agreeing to a 30-day ceasefire, something President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to discuss when they speak by phone later this morning. A federal judge ordering the Justice Department to submit a sworn declaration describing what happened when a plane load of Venezuelan migrants was sent to El Salvador, even though the judge had ordered the Trump administration not to do it. The Federal Reserve kicking off its two-day meeting, interest rates expected to remain steady. This is ABC News. Cleanup continues across much of the eastern half of the country following that line of severe weather that spawned tornadoes, high winds, and wildfires in the plains. More than 40 people lost their lives. Some in the same areas are under red flag fire warnings again today. New development in the case of a University of Pittsburgh student who disappeared while on spring break.
The parents of Sudiksha Kunanki are now asking officials in the Dominican Republic to officially declare their daughter dead. She hasn't been seen for 12 days. Sources say her mother and father sent a letter to police acknowledging there's no evidence of foul play. We could learn today whether authorities will release Joshua Reby, the man believed to have last seen Kunanki on the beach. He says they were hit by a large wave.
ABC's Andrew Timbert. A midwife from the Houston area has been arrested and accused of providing illegal abortions in the state of Texas. That's a second-degree felony. President Trump ending Secret Service protection for former President Biden's two adult children, Hunter and Ashley. This is ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Calling all gearheads and DIYers. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has got you covered. Hurry in and grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each. And keep your engine purring with True Fuel starting at only $7.49 each. But remember, these amazing prices are only available until April 30th. Don't miss out on the chance to save big on the brands you trust. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and rev up your savings.
29 at WRCO, WRCE. Good morning from the center today. It's 4 minutes after 7. Forecast details for today and the coming days. The roller coaster ride is underway for the month of March and weather. And we'll share details in a moment.
Our move. to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer, $149 or less, ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high temp in the low 60s today, partly sunny and much warmer than normal. Northeast to east winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, clouding over and breezy with a 40% chance of light rain well after midnight, a low of 36. Wednesday, 45 with temps falling through the day. Some rain that could change to snow with minor accumulations Wednesday afternoon and 1 to 2 inches of snow on Wednesday night. Plenty of sunshine Thursday at 41. And then Friday again, more precip, 50% chance of light rain showers mixing to snow. Saturday 42 and cooler, and Sunday 42 with 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation possible. Looks like some snow could land on the baseball and softball fields of southwest Wisconsin as we get set for spring sports. That always happens. Right now, after a midnight reading of 48, we're down to our overnight low. It is 29 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuggled around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did you boot? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here. Wash up in Austin. Hell of a bluff, you had me believing. How many months
bad habits. You go back, go back. See, I loved you. How tragic. Oh, did your roof stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? But there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it was. The
Lasha, WRCO Radio. Today is Sloppy Joe Day. Ooh, good stuff. In the movie Billy Madison, the lunch person says that she makes him extra sloppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't realize there is such thing as a sloppy Jane. I did not know that. But usually has ground turkey instead of beef. I guess that's what they're saying here anyway. Some other things to celebrate. Awkward Moments Day. I have those daily. It's also National Agriculture Day today. So in honor of that, we'll have some members of the FFA from River Valley on with us today a little bit later on. National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. It's National Biodiesel Day as well. A few things to celebrate and recognize on the 18th of March. And we recognize Hank Bray. I think that's him. He's coming in with a quiz in a few. Here's George Strait.
I'm not gonna lay around and whine and moan, 'cause somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my last. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. What they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. Sunshine, the hair with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone. He left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire. used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart, and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to their 89th annual meeting, Saturday, March 22nd. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30, and the business meeting will begin at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. They hope to see you Saturday, March 22nd, for the 89th annual meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce the opening of community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Head pharmacist, Dr. Madeline Oy, is eager to offer convenient, integrated care to our patients. Transferring your prescription is easy. Just call the community pharmacy or request the change using our online patient portal. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip. How
Thanks,
are you?
Sir. Yeah, I'm good.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Good. Nice to see you.
Good to be seen.
Did you have a good Irish day?
We did. We had corned beef and cabbage.
You did?
From the Phoenix Center.
Oh.
Yep. We had.
You think Amy cooked it or Greg?
No.
Good. That's
no. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. So
not as many places open on Mondays.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people to celebrate over the weekend.
Right.
So that was part of it yesterday.
Well, the candy store is open, Philip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got you some.
Nice.
Bazooka Joe bubblegum.
Oh, Bazooka Joe.
You've talked about that several times.
I have. That's where you get your.
Oh, let's see.
I'm having a hard time opening. Is it old?
Well, it shouldn't. It probably is.
I can't get the wrapper off Bazooka Joe. What does it say? 1977. What, really? That was a good year. Huh.
Yeah, it expired in 1977.
I can't get the wrapper off. What the? I want to get to the jokes.
Look in the mirror.
Because Bazooka Joe has really always had the best, the best humor. All right.
And you ripped it.
I can't even. Oh, wait a minute.
You ripped it.
Oh, I bet I did, didn't I? I bet I ripped it getting it open.
Yeah, you probably did, Phil. Huh.
Straighten the... Nope.
No? You need
can't get it.
You need to chew about 5 pieces before Monday. gives you plenty enough time to open it.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't know if I can chew that.
No.
It's a little hard.
Well, it was 1967.
60s.
And
it is vintage candy.
You know, yeah. And I got you a Milo cup, and I know everybody gets Milo cups, all right? But this is dark chocolate.
Oh, dark chocolate is supposed to be better for you, right?
Yeah. So you won't eat that either.
I might, but
Are you a dark chocolate?
Well, sure. I didn't know that dark chocolate Milo cups existed.
Well, they do now.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Semi-sweet chocolate liqueur.
Ooh.
Maybe it'll get me a little bit tipsy.
Or
you never know.
Or sweeter.
Or sweeter. I need that.
Yeah, wait until you get home.
We have some correspondence here, too.
Uh-oh.
We have some, this is really cool. We have paintings of you and I.
Well, I'll be dadgum.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
From Morgan Wongtendonk. And she's been working on some photos. I think she painted one of Adam Hess as well.
Yes.
But she's recovering from some foot surgery and painting a lot more. Of course, like her dad, Jim, of course. And we'll be seeing the Team Booney Tunes Grace guitars in the month of May. It won't be long.
That's awesome. They even have my vest on there.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's kind of cool.
The best part of it is it makes us both look younger.
Yeah, I wish you could do another one. I love that. Thank you very, very much, Morgan.
That
is awesome.
Yep, we'll have to display it in our gallery.
Yeah, we started a gallery, haven't we?
Oh, yes,
of something.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to have to jump right into it.
I've been putting it off.
Why have you been putting it off?
Well, just because, I don't know.
I
used to do that with a teacher. I was always thinking, if you can put it off, get the teacher talking about something else, and they can say, well, now we don't have time to do the test. Let's do it tomorrow. Woohoo!
Right. Well, we used to have a Mr. Kaminsky who did history. Yeah, he loved talking about history. So you say, so the guy in the Civil War, yes, and that was, you were done.
Uh-huh.
Then I was back there sleeping.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That explains a lot.
Explains a lot. But I was actually, I'm a big history buff. I wished I would have paid attention more to history. So.
Right.
But anyway. Right,
what do you have?
10 questions, buddy.
10?
Yep. 10 questions on a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Well, two or three subjects. All right. Number one, your nemesis.
Uh-uh.
You ready? If you drop a feather and a hammer on the moon, the hammer will hit the ground first. These are all true-false questions, Philip. And the answer is?
All right.
Number two, the first St. Patrick's Day parade was held in Ireland in 1762.
All right.
Number three, the Irish drank more beer per capita than any other country on St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
All right. Number four, shamrocks and four-leaf clovers are the same thing.
All right.
Number five, St. Patrick's Day used a shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity.
All right.
Number six, St. Patrick's Day, oh my God, St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
All right.
Number seven, St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday in Ireland.
All right.
What number are we on?
Eight.
Camels store water in their humps.
Well, that's a big transition. Okay.
All right. What number are we on?
I'm still thinking. Number nine.
Number niner. Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
I can't.
Oh, I can.
Can you?
Yes.
I can't do it.
Number 10. In the Civil War era, one out of five soldiers were under the age of 18. All right.
That's it.
That's 10, right?
Well.
What do you think, buddy?
I feel pretty confident about several of them.
I know you do, because you were instant.
I know.
Instant.
But I'm wondering right now if I should change my number one answer, because that's where I have struck out the last several weeks. Number one.
I'm going to give you a chance.
To change it?
To change it. Here's it goes. If you drop a feather and a hammer on the moon,
right,
the hammer will hit the ground first.
Yeah.
True or false?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to stick with
that? I'm going to stick with my answer.
Huh. All right.
Huh.
Number one, if you drop a feather and a hammer on the moon, the hammer will hit the ground first. True or false?
I said false.
You are absolutely correct.
Woo!
With no air resistance, okay, they fall at the same speed. This was actually tested on the moon.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yep. So nice job.
But I was really overthinking it, too. So I almost changed it.
You did. Uh-huh. A couple times. So, all right.
Woo! Well, at least if I get the next nine wrong, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care. You've beat me at number one, haven't you?
Right. Yeah.
All right. The first St. Patrick's Day parade was held in Ireland.
I said false.
It is false. It was held in New York City in the year 1762.
Woohoo!
The Irish, number three, the Irish drink more beer per capita than any other country on St. Patty's Day.
That's false.
It is false. The U.S. actually consumes the most beer on St. Patrick's Day. Number four, shamrocks and four-leaf clovers are the same thing.
False.
It is false. Shamrocks have three leaves, while four-leaf clovers are rare and considered lucky.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Where's that bell at?
I don't know.
Yeah. Never works with you, though.
It's only for me.
Well, yeah. St. Patrick used a shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity.
That's true.
It is true. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I did.
According to legend, he used a three-leaf clover to represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Number six, St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Well, I think that's an old wives' tale. I'm going to say that's false.
It is false. They were never snakes in Ireland. This is a metaphor for driving out pagan beliefs.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday in Ireland.
I think that's false.
It is true.
Is it true?
It's a national holiday in Ireland and also recognized in Northern Ireland.
Oh, okay. Struck out there. I thought U.S. was the one that actually kind of, you know, obviously you talked about the first St. Paddy's Day right. parade and all that. I thought it was kind of maybe overlooked, but it is a patron saint day, so I presume that that's why I was wrong. Well, so here I was cruising. I thought I was going to get a fridge hanger. I got the first one right, but I failed on number seven.
Well, camels store water in their humps.
False.
It is. They store fat, not water, which they actually get really, you know.
Uh-huh. You and I store fat.
Yeah, we would have a huge hump.
Yep.
Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
That is false.
It is. Studies have found no link between knuckle cracking and arthritis. In the Civil War era, one out of every five soldiers were under the age of 18.
I said true.
It is true. It's okay. Very sad. So
it's very sad. Soldiers, I was thinking it was even higher than that.
Soldiers weren't always adults. In fact, one of five soldiers during this period under the age of 18, child soldiers, served important purposes acting as messengers, scouts, and servants. On ships, children carried powder to the cannons, earning the nickname Powder Monkeys. Drummer John Clem was also known for Johnny Shiloh, who slayed enemies in the Battle Creek of Chickamauga. Huh. I know I messed that up. He shot a Confederate officer, and Clem was only 11 years old, and the Union made him a sergeant.
11 years old.
Crazy, isn't it?
Wow. Yep.
It's actually sad.
A different time.
Yeah.
Well, even as late as World War II, there were a lot of soldiers lying about their ages.
Oh, yes.
So they could get in.
Well, in the Civil War, they didn't care.
Right.
I told my dad this one, and he goes, they lied about their age. I said, no, Dad, they didn't have IDs.
Didn't care. Well, this one's not going on the fridge.
No, I blocked you again.
Man. At least I got the first one right.
You did. I thought I had you on the first one. I really did.
I was cruising along.
I'm going to have to reload for next Tuesday.
Yep. I'm still getting good grades, though.
Oh, you're getting excellent grade.
Sure.
I'm going to give you a spring break this week and next week. And then off to it.
Where do I get to go?
To work.
The beach somewhere.
To work.
Ah, okay. Down at Twin Bluffs Beach.
I'll meet you there in my Speedo.
Oh.
Buddy, I hope you have a good day. Everybody have a great day and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, They have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Get ready to laugh the night away at Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st. Enjoy a delicious dinner and an evening of stand-up comedy featuring the hilarious Mike Mercury and Brian Hicks, plus live music from Donny Razick. Reserve your tickets today at events at castlerock.com. Don't miss out on great food, great music, and nonstop laughs. Mark your calendar and join them for Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Your history lesson for today, 1964, speed skater Bonnie Blair, one of the most successful American women athletes in Olympic competition, was born in New York. A year later, 1965, Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov was passing through an airlock on the spacecraft Voskhod 2, becoming the first man to walk in space. And it was this day in 2017 when American singer and songwriter guitarist Chuck Berry died at the age of 90. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday number 5 to Ava, love from Grandpa David and Grandma Tammy. Also to Elizabeth Schauer from Lori and the guys. Ava Teo from Uncle Josh and Aunt JC as well. Have a great day today to Ava from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday to Mary Hess from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club and Dan Tracy from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday from residents and staff of Schmidtwoodland Hills to Eric Rennish. Thanks for all you do. And also from the Richland Center Lions, we salute Caitlin O'Connell. Have a great day, Caitlin, from the Bloom City Town Crier, and from Mom, Riley, Evan, and the Furry Friends as well. To WRCO's greatest ever part-time employee. She's still working for us after all these years. We appreciate what she does so much. Thank you so much, and happy birthday, Caitlin. Greetings from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today to Amari Asimov. Asamoah, have a great day today to Karen Bindle and to Shay Dowell. Also to Matt Franklin and Kurt Hinkle. Happy birthday, Ava Jones, Debbie Patch, Ashley Aris, and Matthew Winger. Happy birthday, Deanna Severson from the Friends of the Women's Relief Corps. Wishing a very happy 75th birthday this week to Tommy Clary from Art and Margie. And happy anniversary to Derek and Gina Green from the Beulah Wesleyan Church.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 54th Annual Sales Fair, on now at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonAgriCenter.com. Sales Fair, on now through Saturday, March 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
The time is 7:41. We're at 30 degrees in Richland Center.
Standing on the mountain, looking down on the city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Hear the rocks falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been there, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love.
Bobby G. Rice, Senate WRCO. A reminder today, Second Harvest Food Distribution in Boscobel starts at 9:30. That will be at the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot until the food is gone. It is drive-through only and free to everyone today. Be aware of that. Celebrity birthdays on the 18th of March. We mentioned Bonnie Blair, the speed skating medalist. Also born today, rapper, actor Queen Latifah turns 55. Singer Adam Levine of Maroon 5 is 46. And TV personality Mike Rowe turns 63 as well on the 18th of March. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 30 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly sunny and much warmer than normal today, a high of 62. Tonight, cloudy over and breezy with a 40% chance of light rain. Well, after midnight, a low of 36 with northeast winds 10 to 16 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 29, we're up to 30 degrees with north-northeast winds at 2 miles per hour.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republicans and Democrats fighting for control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court will get a sense of how energized their sides are with the start of early in-person voting for the hotly contested race. Today's start of early voting comes 2 weeks before the April 1st election between Republican-backed Brad Schimmel and Democratic-supported Susan Crawford. The winner will determine whether conservative or liberal justices control Wisconsin's highest court as it faces cases over abortion and reproductive rights, the strength of public sector unions, voting rules, and congressional district boundaries. The race has drawn the attention of President Donald Trump's advisor, Elon Musk, and is seen as a litmus test early in Trump's Republican presidency. Donald Trump Jr. told Republicans at a rally before early voting in Wisconsin's high-stakes Supreme Court race that a win is imperative to maintain GOP momentum ahead of the 2026 midterms and the next presidential election. President Donald Trump's oldest son appeared Monday with right-wing provocateur Charlie Kirk at the event organized by Turning Point USA, a conservative youth group Kirk founded. Trump said his father's presidency can be put to a halt with this vote. The annual State of the Tribes address is today at the Capitol. The Great Lakes Intertribal Council selects a tribal leader to deliver the annual address on behalf of Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes. St. Croix Chippewa Tribal Chair Thomas Fowler will deliver the 21st annual address to a joint session of the Wisconsin Legislature and other elected officials in the Assembly Chambers beginning at 11 o'clock today. The Assembly is also scheduled to vote on legislation relating to tribal members attending K-12 schools in Wisconsin. One bill requires districts to report information on Native American students. Another allows Native students to wear tribal regalia at graduation ceremonies or other school-sponsored events. Elon Musk wants to close a Wisconsin branch of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Musk's Department of Government Efficiency announced plans earlier this month to close federal offices across the country. That now includes the BIA office in Ashland. Fox 11 Green Bay reports the Ashland lease is set to be terminated at the end of August. The office employs 40 people working with Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes on issues including real estate management and law enforcement support. Tribal leaders say the proposed closure creates more uncertainty for people seeking to communicate with BIA and could force them to travel further to receive services. The Ashland office is one of 200 BIA locations nationwide slated for closure. The University of Wisconsin is under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. A Friday memo from the department's Office for Civil Rights says UW-Madison is being investigated for its ties to a group called the PhD Project, a nonprofit that helps students from underrepresented groups obtain degrees in business. In the memo, U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon says students must be assessed according to merit and accomplishment, not prejudged by the color of their skin. A spokesperson said Monday that the UW hasn't been formally notified of a complaint related to the PhD project, but will cooperate with any investigation. The state Senate votes today a bill overhauling K-12 test in Wisconsin schools. The Republican-authored bill would revert the state's testing standards to what they were in 2019 and 2020, undoing changes made by the Department of Public Instruction last year. It would also align grades 3 through 8 with national standards and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Supporters of the legislation say the changes made by DPI mask poor performance. Current State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley has defended the changes, saying standards weren't lowered and the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Underley is up for re-election and faces education consultant Brittany Kinzer in the April 1st election. A man accused of setting a fire at a Wisconsin congressman's office will receive a psychiatric evaluation. 19-year-old Caden Stachewicz is pleading not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect on arson and attempted burglary charges. Police say Stachewicz ignited the outside of Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office in January because he was upset about a pending ban on social media platform TikTok. A Fond du Lac County judge ordered Stachewicz be evaluated before his next court date in May. No trial dates have been set. Cannabis is the third most used substance in the United States, following nicotine and alcohol. This trend is not surprising, considering that some form of cannabis consumption is legal in 38 states. 24 states allow recreational use, while 14 states permit medical use only. With the rise in cannabis use, this form of impaired driving has become more common, leading to a heightened risk of crashes, injuries, and fatalities. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety conducted two separate but complementary studies to analyze cannabis consumers' thoughts, perceptions, and reasons for driving under the influence, and to develop messages that might deter this behavior in the future. One study used surveys to gain a deeper understanding of cannabis consumers' behavior and perceptions of themselves. A few key themes emerged from the survey. Respondents who are confirmed cannabis consumers, 44.1% said they consume cannabis multiple times per day. 57.8% indicated that they drive daily. 84.8% revealed that they drive the same day that they consume cannabis, with 53% saying they consumed an hour or less before driving. They also believe consumption has little effect on driving, with 46.9% believing they either drive the same or a little better. 38% 46.6% also said they would trust messaging about cannabis use and safe driving from cannabis industry groups and cannabis brands and companies. While the second project also gauged habits, behaviors, and perceptions, it primarily focused on what types of impaired driving messages resonated most with participants who are regular cannabis consumers. Participants identified specific qualities that they found most engaging. Messages that highlighted personal responsibility and safety concerns perform better than messages based on legal risk. Participants also strongly preferred realistic, positive, and diverse messaging that avoids exaggerated stereotypes, and to ensure relevancy, messages should be tailored to the intended audience. The research shows that cannabis consumers consider the cannabis industry a trusted and relatable source. Policymakers have an opportunity to partner with these groups to develop impactful and engaging messaging on the dangers of impaired driving. Engaging with the traffic safety community can also help amplify and enhance public education campaigns. The Richland Hospital and Clinics hosted a career fair for 30 high school students from Ithaca, Richland Center, and Riverdale school districts on Thursday. The event gave students a chance to explore the diverse career paths available right in their own backyard. Throughout the morning, students interacted with professionals from different departments, exploring the roles of doctors, nurses, lab technicians, radiologists, administrative staff, and more. The event also included tours of the facilities, giving students a behind-the-scenes look at the daily operations of a rural hospital and clinic. Sarah Stibbe, one of the Richland Hospital and Clinic's key event organizers, said, "I hope this session inspired many students to consider careers in healthcare. It's good to help them understand how rural hospitals provide essential services to their communities." Vernon County is no stranger to disasters, and emergency management wants to provide a time for you and your family to get information and resources before an emergency or disaster happens. Vernon County Emergency Management will host a Disaster Recovery Resources Seminar Wednesday at the Westby Performing Arts Center starting at 6. The purpose of this seminar is to give resources and information to citizens before disaster occurs so they know where to start and are able to recover faster if affected by an emergency or disaster. Several organizations will be in attendance to provide a short 10 to 15 minute presentation on who their organization is and what they can offer for assistance. Handouts and brochures may be available as well. The event is free and open to everyone.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Tuesday, March 18th. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday, March 10th, at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our life Lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.
I'm Sherry Preston. Israel pounding Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, signaling an end to the ceasefire. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more.
The tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas over. Israel launching a wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, lighting up Gaza just after 2:30 a.m. local time, in the largest assault on Hamas targets since the ceasefire took effect nearly 2 months ago.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Agency says more than 400 people have been killed. This morning, President Trump will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone on the ceasefire that Ukraine has agreed to. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he is convinced Putin is simply paying lip service to President Trump as Russian forces continue pounding his country. Red flag fire warnings up in effect from Texas through Nebraska. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program.